I think we're definitely close, but, you know, reality is we're 1-2 and, you know, heading on the road to play a good football team. But I think, you know, just watching all of our games, when we have, you know, when we have everybody on the same page doing the right things, we're a pretty dang good football team. And then, you know, on the flip side, when we, you know, when we can only get 8 or 9 guys to do the right thing, you know, we can't overcome it. So I think it's our focus heading forward is just to get on the right page and get more guys doing the right thing on every play.
What's been the adjustment to the way John Fox does things like?
Oh, everything's been good. You know, he's a great head coach. He's a great leader, a great motivator. And, you know, everybody's really playing for him. So it's been all good.
Do you feel like you don't get much respect around the league, or you know, with you know, what way things went in Chicago, and you know, the Denver fans, half of them on Tebow? Do you feel that? Do you care?
No, I don't really care, to be honest with you. Just you know, when you're in the middle of the season and you're 1-2, your only thoughts are you know, what can you do to get to 2-2, and you know, after that, what can you do to win the next game? So you know, I think that's probably the good thing about you know playing this position is. On a week in, week out basis,
you were having a really, I'm sorry, you were having a really good year last year. I know through the first half. I was in Jacksonville at the time, and I know you had a real good game to open the season. Yet, I mean, there was a reluctance to put you. I mean, is there a stigma that goes with having been traded because you were having a really good year, and no one seemed to want to put you in that upper category?
You know, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't write the articles, and I don't, you know, I think, you know, I go out and try to play my game, and, you know, I've always just tried to play, you know, smart football and you know, football that gives us a chance to win, and that's really, you know, kind of my only thoughts when I go into a game.
How has the style of the offense changed under John?
Well, you know, I think we certainly, you know, stick with the run a little bit more, you know, than we have in the past, and that's a good thing. You know, I think, you know, probably the yards and the attempts will go down, but I think, you know, what you see is that we're a better third down football team this year than we were last year. I think we're a better red zone football team than we were last year, and, you know, it just really helps, you know, to me it really helps the guys up front, you know, that they don't have to pass block, you know, 45 snaps a game. I think we got in a little bit of trouble last year where we just get into a throwing mode. And you know, when you do that, you're seeing the team's best blitzes and all that stuff, you know, throughout the game. It's a pretty tough job up front.
How about having you're playing against the team that you saw when you were with the Bears, played against when you were with the Bears. What are your thoughts about playing at Lambeau Field?
Well, I can't wait to come back. I've always had a great amount of respect for you know, the team, and used to always have fun playing against them in Chicago, and you know, always had a ton of respect. I came out of the draft with Aaron, and really just kind of watched him from afar, and really respect his game and what he brings to the table. So excited to come out there. It's a huge game for us. We need to get a win, and looking forward to compete.
Talk a little more specifically about what you see with the Packers defense, Kyle.
Just same old stuff. You know, just. You know, a very athletic team, a smart defense, you know, guys that, you know, really the thing that I see is when the plays are there to be made, that, you know, they make them. And, you know, you gotta really, be careful with the football. And, you know, I just think they're a defense that, you know, kind of thrives off the turnover. You know, once they get one, here comes another one. So we'll have to really take care of the football and certainly can't lose that battle, on the road.
Could you talk about your receiving core? I know you lost one of your guys, but you can. Eric Decker's a pretty talented guy as well. So can you just talk about who's catching your passes?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
You can just talk about the receiving core that you're working with.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, Brandon came back and last week, and he'll be more healthy this week even. So great to get him back. You know, Pro Bowl caliber receiver. Really does a good job stretching the field for us and can make all types of catches. And then, you know, I really think Eric Decker's a guy that's, you know, ready to take off, you know, and step into that next level of as a wide receiver. You know, he's a really good player inside. He's a good receiver outside, and he's just got a really good combination of size and speed.
Is this the first time you're going to have your complete skill set together healthy? I know, you know, McGay's missed a little, Lloyd's missed a little.
Yeah, we've been banged up on offense. You know, we've lost a lot of receivers and the backfield issues. So we're getting guys back slowly but surely. But obviously, as many guys we can have to go up and face a good defense. We need everybody that back up to get.
Have you had any interaction with John Elway, and what's it like having the franchise quarterback of all time kind of running the show over there?
Yeah, actually have quite a bit of interaction with him, and he's been great. He's been great for the organization. He's been great for me. So he's not a whole lot of talk about X's and O's, but certainly a lot of talk about leadership and just talking quarterback and when he can do that with one of the best ever. It's pretty fun.
You probably never have had anything like that, have you? Even in your playing days, and other quarterbacks on the roster, or veterans you could lean on for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I really have, and I played at a pretty young age, and really the only time I had a situation like that was when Brian Griese was with me in Chicago, and I leaned on Brian a lot and learned a lot of stuff from him. But other than that, it's been nice to have somebody a little bit older than me that can lean on and throw some ideas off of.